Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSR HealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Everybody, it is Zoe Moon, and I am here to look at the month of February, and it's a short month, but boy, is there a lot going on, so I'm going to get right into it. We move into February with new moon momentum really taking us up through the first 11 days of the month, and so we want to be proactive because we get more momentum behind what we start here. So if you're trying to start something new or you're trying to take something you're already doing and move that forward into what comes next with that gathered steam behind it, well, then this would be the time to do it. And the topics are Aquarius, under its rulership. So, anything new or next chapter online, anything with friends or associates or groups, anything with astrology or science or charities, anything with your freedoms or your original projects or your aspirations, anything with parties, events, or gatherings. So this is where it's at in those first 11 days. And then next we have Venus is going to move into Aries on February 1st. This occurs at 2:57 a.m. Eastern. And she will be moving through Aries in direct motion up until March 1st, at which time she begins her retrograde there. And so the retrograde is going to last from March 1st through April 12th, but it will be retrograding in Aries up until March 27th. So the first 27 days of March are all about the do-over with Venus here. We'll talk about the other side of it when we get into March's forecast. In February, it's about moving things forward with Venus. So what we're doing with love or income, what we're doing about beauty or pleasure. And in Aries, it's very personal to us. Maybe we're focused on our own beauty, buying new outfits or getting headshots done or new makeup or hairstyles or whatever, maybe we're physically showing up in ways that earn us money, or maybe we're focusing on our brand or image or name or title in that picture. And, maybe we're just more passionate and more driven on a personal, physical level to express love, So that can be love in general, love with a lover, whatever that might be for each one of us. And just keep in mind, as we're moving towards this through February, then March 1st through the 27th, that will be retrograding, so we'll be revisiting these things, slowing down and reassessing. All right, so the next thing that is happening in general here is also on February 4th, and that is Jupiter is going to go direct. So Jupiter retrograded, I believe it was mid-October. And, over these months, we've been kind of slowed down and reassessing with Jupiter. But starting on the 4th and up through June 9th, Jupiter turns direct and then moves all the way through the rest of the sign Gemini and then will not return to Gemini for another 12 years. So it's kind of a really powerful time. So Jupiter wants to expand upon things. And it has momentum now, and it will gather steam now as it moves over these next few months. And it wants to bring, more optimism, more generosity. It wants to bring focusing on happiness or prosperity or a sense of adventure. And so in Gemini, all of this is coming out through talks, through meetings, through interviews or auditions, through sales. Through writing and agreements and negotiations, anything we're doing, like in the material world, anything we're doing with a brother, a sister, a neighbor, or a move, or with our vehicles or electronics, in our community, okay? So with Jupiter taking these things bigger and giving us this nice big shot at these things, we can work this through Jupiter topic. So, you know, maybe we'll sign legal contracts. Maybe there will be more travel or foreign interests involved. Maybe education will be part of this, so either teaching or learning. Maybe, you know, media, marketing, publishing, broadcasting will be where we focus some of it. Could be about ceremonies, you know, maybe you'll go to a really big wedding or graduation locally or on a short trip nearby or of a sibling or neighbor as examples. Politics, religion, we might hear a lot of really big news and decisions being made through those realms as well. So that's moving. All right, so next we have the full moon on February 12th, so that new moon momentum wraps up, and now we're into the full moon climax. And this is in Leo. This is, it peaks at 8:53 in the morning, a.m. Eastern time, and it's at 24 degrees of Leo. So this is the time of year where we're reaching that climax around our creative endeavors, so kind of wrapping up those projects or having those breakthroughs and achievements. Or it can be something big that's happening with the kids or a lover or our love life. Or it can be something, some big drama that's finally coming to a head. Or it could be something with recreation and some celebratory thing there. So it's all about the climax of the energy, whether you're wrapping things up and ending them or you're celebrating and achieving them. And they would play out in those realms. Next, we have our energy starting to flood into Pisces. So this happens, you know, starting on Valentine's Day. So maybe that'll bode well for a dreamy, romantic Valentine's Day, or if you're not interested in celebrating in that way, really pouring into the muse and the arts and the spiritual side of life. But anyway, starting on February 14th, Mercury moves into this territory and will be there till March 3rd. So Mercury, again, is about our talks and meetings and ideas and our sales and writing and offers and decisions. So in Pisces, definitely more dreamy, definitely more focused on the arts or the spirituality or the romance, or could really be a good period over these 2.5 weeks to dig into information, to research things, to deal with institutions if you need to. Following up 4 days later, on February 18th, the sun moves into Pisces at 5:07 a.m. Eastern, and this will be 30 days of putting a spotlight there. So usually when the sun moves through a sign, it's urging us to show up, get involved, you know, whether that's physically involved or, you know, we have personal desires we're pursuing through these realms, or we're tying our image or brand or name on the dotted line into it. You know, it is trying to pull us into the theme. So, again, the arts, the romance, the spirituality, the institutions, the research and development, any kind of rest and recuperative need to restore the body. If you're trying to tackle a bad habit or addiction or deal with secrets or deceptions, it can help by showing up for that in some way as well. And then by the very end of the month, by February 27th, we have a new moon in Pisces. So that's really going to, you know, propel us into March in the first, you know, week and a half, 2 weeks, whatever, of March with new momentum there, potential to start new things in those realms. So we'll get, you know, the last couple days of February to do that. Next we have Mars. Mars has been retrograde, right, forever it seems like. And on February 23rd, Mars will finally end that retrograde in the sign Cancer and turn around. This is at 9 p.m. Eastern and start to go direct again. So from February 23rd until April 18th, Mars will be moving direct through Cancer. So all these things that you either took a break from, slowed down, reassessed, reworked, let go of, rekindled, that had to do with your home, or a move, or your family, or a parent, a roommate, real estate deals, renovations, history, ancestry, any of those good Cancer themes, right? Those are now ready to start moving forward. So you're going to start to see things happening on the horizon with that. The only other thing in general I would note, you know, and mainly, you know, because a friend of mine was like, please talk about this. And that's at the end of the month. You know, we're going to have 7 planets align on the horizon. So this is an arc. And when you're looking at this arc, you know, on the one side of it, we've got Mars in Cancer. And then on the other far side, we've got the Sun in Pisces. And to be honest, it's like way more, I mean, from the naked eye, seven planets, but there's a lot more involved. We've got Mars in Cancer, Jupiter in Gemini, Uranus in Taurus, Chiron and Venus in Aries, Neptune, the North Node of Destiny, Mercury, Saturn, the Moon, and Sun, all in Pisces. So, you know, those are creating this arc. So what do I think about it? Well, you know, it's a rare occurrence. I do feel like when we have things heavy on one side of the zodiac, it tends to put us off our equilibrium a little bit, and the world in general off its equilibrium a little bit, so we may see some events tied to that. But the thing that I found interesting when I was looking at it on the chart is if I take the midpoint between the two farthest, you know, energies in the arc, it lands us at 13 degrees of Taurus and Scorpio opposite each other. And if you look at the chart for that particular period, that's where the vertex and the anti-vertex are, is at that degree. That does magnify the potential for something to be happening there. So the vertex is in Scorpio with that chart, and the anti-vertex in Taurus, both at 13 degrees. So, you know, we may see something big financially happening, you know, around that time, around the last week of February. Or maybe something about power and what we value, third-party interests. And, you know, the vertex, anti-vertex, I mean, you hear me talk a lot about the North Node of Destiny and the Karmic South Node. They tour opposite each other. Well, these two do, too, as well. The North Node is always about our own personal destiny and our own, and the South Node, our personal karma. The vertex and anti-vertex are more about, you know, collective destiny and karma. So our input on that and how it, you know, impacts more than just ourselves moving forward and with the karmic side. So it'll be an interesting time indeed, but, you know, 2025 is going to be interesting no matter what. So there you have the overview. So when we look at the signs, Aries, you know, new moon momentum up through the 11th with friends and groups, anything you're doing online or with your original projects, be proactive in that social and original field. You have Venus coming into your sign on the 4th, which is going to be fabulous, and it's going to be extended because starting March 1st, it'll retrograde in your sign. So you're going to host it for a couple months going forward and then going backwards, and I would say Aries, really focusing on loving yourself, allowing yourself to be loved, showing up for ways that might earn you money, improving your image, your brand, your name, your title in some way that would lead towards that, beautifying yourself, sharing your beauty secrets with others, and enjoying yourself. We have Jupiter coming out of retrograde on February 4th. So Aries, you know, you're going to have this nice period from February 4th until June 9th. What is that? February to March, April, May, June, 4 months. Okay, 4 months and 5 days, kind of. Approximately. So, you know, and then not again for 12 years. Big, big, optimistic, expansive ideas, talks, offers, proposals, focusing on expansion and growth with sales, your writing, your interviews, your anything big with siblings, with neighbors, moves, vehicles, electronics, your community. So flirtations, I know that Aries will love that one. So see what happens, right? Then by February 12th, that full moon is in Aries' zone of true love and lovers, children, creative projects, dramas, and recreation. So something big is culminating there. You might be achieving and celebrating, having breakthroughs, or you might be wrapping something up or ending it there. And obviously with a full moon, you know, the couple days that lead up to it and the build-up, you may have experiences with this as it builds. By February 14th, Mercury moves into Pisces until March 3rd, getting the Aries into more talks or ideas or decisions that are playing out behind closed doors through research and development with institutions, with anything artistic, romantic, or spiritual. By February 18th, the Sun joins that party. It'll be there for 30 days, really drawing the Aries in. You might be showing up at the institution. You might be doing the research. You might be researching your own name or brand. You might be, you know, hold up with that romantic partner or doing the spiritual practices or the artistic stuff. And then by the 27th, we have that new moon. So that'll take you into the first week and a half of March with momentum behind those themes. And then finally, Aries, on February 23rd, your ruler Mars goes direct. So after a couple months of really being slowed down and revisiting a lot of things with your energy, it's now ready to start moving forward. So from February 23rd to April 18th, the Aries can now start to see more things happening at home or with a move or with any renovations or real estate deals, or what you're doing with a parent or with the family or roommate situations, or if you have some interest you're pursuing with history or ancestry, it's on. So that's your turn in events starting on February 23rd. It doesn't happen until 9 p.m. Eastern, so, but you're moving forward from that point. All right, so for Taurus, you know, the first 11 days of February, you have that new moon momentum. For you guys, it's really goal-oriented. So really pursuing your personal goals or your professional goals, things on the career front, or what you're doing about your fame or status or reputation, or what's going on with higher-up people in your life, bosses, parents, judges, directors, teachers. You have the potential to get into new things or to take what you're doing and move that forward. And then on February 4th, Venus moves into Aries. So for Taurus, you know, up through March 1st, you're moving forward with love or money interest or with beauty or pleasure behind the scenes. You know, maybe there's more time privately, romantically, or maybe there's more time to get into the arts or the spiritual side of what you're doing with your income flow, or to enjoy the beautiful things in life. Or maybe you're researching or dealing with institutions as it pertains to love or money or beauty or pleasure. Also, this is the territory for secrets and addictions, so maybe you're utilizing Venus to help smooth some of that stuff over and deal with it. We have Venus then will retrograde in the same territory March 1st through March 27th before taking her retrograde on into the next sign. But, you know, so you will be revisiting a lot of this stuff in March. All right, so Taurus, on February 4th, Jupiter goes direct at 4:40 a.m. Eastern and will be taking you out through the rest of Gemini from February 4th until June 9th and then not returning for another 12 years, right? So, Taurus, you know, this is a really important time for you to get into talks or meetings or interviews or make decisions, sign agreements, negotiate when it comes to what you're doing to make money. You also could be seeing something big happening with possessions, purchases, products during this time frame. So communicating about it, you know, making decisions about it, this is where it's at, because, you know, then you're kind of coasting on that for the next time until Jupiter comes back. So, you know, I think it'll be in 2036. So, yeah, so there you have it. Okay, so then the full moon climaxes on February 12th. So for Taurus, big things coming to a peak at home with moves, renovations, real estate deals, family, parents, or roommates. So, you know, you're wrapping something up creative or about love or, you know, dramas or the kids or something fun that you've been doing there, you know, or you are celebrating something there or achieving something there. And that can be felt in the couple days leading up to the 12th as well. On February 14th, we have Mercury moving into Pisces. So, you know, the Taurus will feel like they now have a few weeks up through March 3rd to talk, meet, hear from people. And it's really going to be social for the Tauruses. So lots of friends or groups or gatherings, maybe a lot more going on online, maybe a lot more that you're getting into about original projects during this time. By February 18th, the sun also moves into the same territory. It'll be there for 30 days. Puts a spotlight on you, Taurus. You're front and center, so you're either in that group or with those friends or online and pursuing your needs and interests there, or you're at the parties or events or gatherings. Or if you decide you don't want to utilize the social side of this, you know, it can be more really involving yourself with those original projects or aspirations. And by February 27th, the new moon kicks in there for 2 weeks leading into the first week and a half of March. Really going to give you a boost forward, making new friends, starting new groups, doing new things online, etc., or taking what you're already doing and moving it forward. The only other thing that's a big deal would be that Mars will go direct on the 23rd. And this doesn't start until 9 p.m. Eastern, but it will move forward now through Cancer from February 23rd to April 18th. So, Taurus, you know, this is going to help you really start to take action on anything, you know, involving home, family, emotional needs that you are making decisions on now, or that involve short trips or local activities or a move or the vehicles or the electronics or siblings or neighbors. You know, things are happening in these arenas, a lot more talks and meetings. Maybe there's sales. Maybe there's writing and agreements, but this is all now moving forward. All right, so for Gemini, the first 11 days of February, a lot of momentum when it comes to legal contracts, travel, distant situations, education, media, ceremonies, marketing, or anything religious, political, philosophical. So again, you know, new moon momentum, you can start something new in any of those arenas, or you can take what you're doing and start to see some momentum behind them, moving them forward. On February 4th, Venus moves into Aries and will be going forward through Aries up till the end of the month. And then on March 1st, we'll retrograde in Aries and take you back over what you've done already up through March 27th, and then carry on the retrograde in another sign. So as far as the Aries part of this, in February, moving forward with love or money, moving forward with beauty or pleasure, and you can do this online. You can do this at parties and gatherings. You know, so maybe you'll meet a love interest at a party or online. Maybe you'll find better ways to earn money online or through a group or a gathering or friends. It can be more pleasure and enjoyment with friends and associates. There can be more going on with Venus themes tied to astrology or charities or science as well. And so keep it in mind, moving forward in February, reassessing in March or reworking or something. All right, so then Jupiter goes direct in your sign, Gemini, on February 4th. And so you're coming out of kind of being slowed down a little bit with the growth and expansion that you personally have been striving for, and you are moving this forward now. This is the last big thrust forward with Jupiter in your sign, so from February 4th until June 9th. So, you know, Gemini, what do you want to do? What are your personal desires for growth, happiness, prosperity? Can you focus on your image, your brand, your body, your title, your needs, you know? How are you showing up? Is there something involving your name and legal contracts? Is there something involving you physically there with, you know, travel or media or marketing or education or ceremonies, you know? So think about the Jupiter themes as they pertain to you and what you are going for here. And then we have the full moon climax on the 12th. So for Gemini, this is in your third house. You know, big culminating moments with talks, with news or offers, with big important meetings, sales, agreements, offers, proposals. Also for the Geminis, there could be something climaxing here with a brother, sister, neighbor, with a move, with your vehicles, your electronics. So wrapping things up, marking your endings, or celebrating and achieving in those realms. And then on February 14th, we start to see the energy pouring into Pisces. So for Gemini, you know, this is at the top of your chart. So it's about personal goals or professional goals or status or authority figures. And so from the 14th until March 3rd, Mercury will move through that realm. So you can now hear from or get into talks with the boss, the parent, the judge, the director, the teacher, or about, you know, maybe interviewing for the career or asking for that promotion or going for that big personal goal and making that choice. And then the sun joins in with this on February 18th. It'll be there for 30 days. So this puts a spotlight on you. It says show up, you know, show up and get busy about that goal or that career need or with your status or reputation or fame or with that boss or parent or other authority figure. And by the 27th, the new moon kicks in. So 2 weeks of forward momentum taking us well into March, helping you start anything new or take what you're already doing into the next chapter. The only other thing really here is that Mars will go direct on February 23rd and will be moving direct through Cancer from February 23rd to April 18th. So Gemini, you've kind of been slowed down, reassessing something or going back to the past and revisiting something. So now you're ready to move into what comes next with personal income, with purchases, with products, with possessions, going for it, seeing some things actually happening now that you had time to figure out up until this point. For Cancer, you know, the first 11 days of February all about the boost that you have from the cosmos with the new moon energy involving anything in the big financial realms, insurance policies, taxes, inheritance, bankruptcy, alimony, loans, investments, you know, settlements, any of those kind of financial topics. Also can be getting a big boost behind sexual attraction, reproductive needs, divorce. If you're dealing with, like, the details of what's happening with a birth or a death as well, you could have momentum behind that. Any third-party stories, any powerful changes going on. If you have a lot of really intense, powerful stuff that's helping you move forward in the first 11 days of February. Then we have Venus moving into Aries, so for Cancer, at the top of your chart. So Venus is really going to help smooth out issues and attract love or money, beauty or pleasure to your life goals, to the career front, through the higher-up people in your life. So a really good time to be proactive, you know. You're moving forward with this up until March 1st and then retrograding from March 1st back through the 27th in this territory. So forward and then reassessment in March. And so, you know, make the most of February to move forward with those love goals, the income goals, what you're doing with beauty or pleasure and the goals that you have are those higher-up people. Jupiter will go direct on February 4th, and so for Cancer, from February 4th until June 9th, you now have this chance to move forward with any big news, any big talks or meetings or decisions that are about your 12th house. So, you know, could be about art or film or music or dance, or it could be about a romantic interest, or it could be about spirituality or magic or psychic abilities, could be about secrets or deceptions or addictions, could be about research and development, could be about institutions, you know. So you're really thinking about how to be happier, more prosperous, how to grow things, how to look at any legal, travel, educational, media, marketing, ceremonial influences there and speak it up into reality in these months ahead. The full moon will climax on the 12th, and so for Cancer, bringing something to a peak with your income or a purchase or your products or possessions. So, you know, if you've been working towards achieving something there, you're wrapping that up, you're hitting your achievement, you're celebrating, or you could be marking endings in some of those realms as well. Then we start to have energy pouring into Pisces mid-month onward. So on the 14th, Mercury moves into Pisces. And so from the 14th to March 3rd for Cancer, it will help you get into more talks or meetings or sales or writing or decisions that involve travel or distant situations or that involve legal agreements or educational pursuits or media or marketing projects or ceremonies or religion or politics. And so a real good time to speak up or make choices there. By the 18th, the sun also moves in and will be there for 30 days. So draws you in. Maybe you'll be taking a trip. Maybe you'll be in the classroom. Maybe you'll, you know, be at the ceremony, whatever. I mean, it's really trying to get you more personally or physically involved with these things. And by the 27th, the new moon kicks into those territories. And so now you have 2 weeks of forward momentum there. Now, Mars has been retrograde in your sign for quite a while now, Cancer, and on February 23rd, that ends and Mars goes direct. So you will now be ready to start moving forward with your personal needs, with any decisions you're making about your body, your image, your brand, your name, your title. You're going to have more kind of physical vitality, I think, especially the further along as this goes. And so from February 23rd to April 18th, that momentum is with our Cancers, and they're in fighting spirit. All right, so for Leo, the first 11 days of February, there is forward momentum, the potential to start something new or take what you're already doing forward with relationships, you know. So this could be personal, could be a romantic partnership, or it could be with a business partner or with your clients or with, you know, seeing specialists or experts or getting representation through agents or attorneys or, you know, so any important relationships, you now have this forward potential to start something new or take it into what comes next. On February 4th, Venus moves into Aries. So for Leo, you know, this is bringing the love, the money flow, beauty, pleasure through travel or distant situations or what you're doing legally, educationally, or with media, marketing, publishing, broadcasting. Could be ceremonies. Maybe there's a wedding. Maybe there's, you know, maybe you're earning money at a ceremony. I don't know. It could be playing out through religion or politics as well. So look for love and money in those realms. Look for beauty and pleasure in those realms. And remember that March 1st through the 27th, Venus will retrograde, so you'll be retracing your steps and in a do-over then with those themes. On February 4th, Jupiter comes out of its retrograde and goes direct at 4:40 a.m. in the morning Eastern time, and will be taking you forward over the next four-plus months up until June 9th before exiting Gemini to not return for 12 years. So, you know, Leo, this is a big time to really expand your horizons, find your happiness or prosperity, grow something with friends or through friends and associates, with your group activities, with what you're doing online, with what you're doing with big tech, with what you're doing with astrology or science or charities, what you're doing with parties, events, or gatherings, or with any original projects, you know. So, again, adapting these, the talks you're getting into, your meetings, your sales, your writing, and any Jupiter influences there, you know, to take this bigger in some way. So look for that getting underway. And then by the 12th, we have the full moon in Leo. So, Leo, this is about you. And so, you know, in the couple days leading up to this and or by the 12th, we have something culminating with you. So you might be in the spotlight. There might be more attention on you. You might be wrapping up something that's been going on with your body, your image, your brand, your name, your title, or maybe you're achieving and celebrating something there about you personally or physically. And then from the 14th onward, we're starting to see a lot of energy move into Pisces. So on the 14th, this is Mercury until March 3rd, which gets Leo into a lot more talks, meetings, sales, writing, offers, decisions that are either financial or sexual or about reproductive needs or divorce or births or deaths or third-party influences. And the mind is going to be more powerful and intense during this time. By February 18th, the sun moves in and joins the story. Sun will put a spotlight there for 30 days, getting you more personally or physically involved with those topics. And then by the 27th, the new moon kicks in there, really helping you guys, start anything brand new in those realms or take what you're doing there and take it into that next chapter. And then finally, in February, we have Mars going direct. This occurs on February 23rd. It will be going direct in Cancer up until April 18th. So for the Leos, you know, this is, you're ready now to start doing something, seeing some things move with the film, the music, the painting, the poetry, the dance, with the romance, with the spiritual practices, with the psychic or magical influences, with, you know, getting in there and dealing with bad habits or addictions or secrets or deceptions or institutions or the research you need to do. So, you know, it is going to prime this for a lot more activity, and you should feel like you can start to see things moving. For Virgo, we have new moon momentum in the first 11 days of February, and so this is really helping you guys start anything new that you're looking to start or taking what you're already doing and really getting some momentum behind it. So this is about your work. This is about coworkers, hired help, and what you can do with them, any paperwork you want to sign. This is also about health, you know, so really being proactive about your health during these days. And then it's also about animals for Virgo, so you might, you know, decide to adopt an animal or help out animals that need help, and so anything with that will gather steam in those first 11 days. Now, Venus moves into Aries on February 4th, so for Virgo, this is going to start a period, you know, the rest of February, you'll be moving forward with love or money, beauty or pleasure in the most powerful part of the chart. So, you know, love might be very deep and intimate, or sexual income may really tie into other financial influences, or you might be ready to transform and evolve and change some things in those realms. You know, beauty will be kind of dark and mysterious, but pleasure might be, I don't even want to think, you know. So it's just really intense and powerful, and you can make changes and you can evolve this stuff. And then, you know, just keep in mind that on March 1st, Venus will retrograde here, and from the 1st through the 27th, we'll be retrograde in this territory before taking the retrograde into another territory. So, you know, you'll be in do-over mode in most of March with this. Now, on February 4th, we also have Jupiter ending retrograde and going direct at 4:40 a.m. Eastern. So from February 4th until June 9th, this is the last big push forward through Jupiter on your career front, Virgo, with your big personal life goals, with your fame and status and reputation, with your boss, your parents, your directors, producers, teachers, mentors, or other authority figures that you're dealing with. So you want to look at how you can expand, grow, have more happiness, have more prosperity through these goals or career moves or with these higher-up people. Is there travel, legal, educational, media, marketing, ceremonial, religious, political themes that can impact us? Can you get into the talks, the meetings, the sales, the writing about them? So you do have 4+ months of really helping you get there. Now, the full moon peaks on February 12th in the morning, so you might experience this in the couple days building up to it, or on the 12th. So big moments having to do with film, music, painting, poetry, anything artistic or anything romantic or anything spiritual or dealing with addictions, bad habits, secrets, deceptions, or anything with institutions or research. So whatever one of those realms you're involved in, Virgo, you're going to be seeing something climactic by the 12th, wrapping things up, marking endings, having breakthroughs, achievements, celebrations there. From the 14th onward, we start to see a lot of energy pouring into Pisces, and for Virgo, this means relationship, relationships, relationships. So, you know, personal, it can be romantic relationships, it can be about business partners, clients, specialist agents, attorneys, advocates, whoever is important, significant, long-term for you. Starting on February 14th through March 3rd, Mercury's here, so you're talking to these people, you're meeting them. You're focused on the writing, the sales, the agreements, the offers, the decisions, the proposals. And then on the 18th, the sun comes in and starts to join this story that's playing out. The sun will be there for 30 days, spotlighting these relationships, really kind of allowing you to get in there physically with these people or pursue your personal interests with or through these people. So make it about what you want there. And by the 27th of February, the new moon kicks in. So relationships get that 2 weeks of forward boost. Start new ones or start new projects with old ones or take old ones into new directions. You've got the momentum. The last thing, Virgo, would be Mars going direct on February 23rd. And so, you know, you're ready to really start moving forward with those emotional connections or your foundations from February 23rd to April 18th when it comes to, you know, your aspirations, your original projects, what you're doing with friends or groups or associates, what you're doing online with astrology, charities, science, what you're doing with parties or gatherings, you know. So Mars makes it more vibrant, it makes you more active there, and it is time to make things happen. All right, so for Libra, the first 11 days of February, you have new moon momentum, can help you start something new, or it can help you take what you're already doing into new chapters. So this is about your love life or a lover. This is about your creativity, your talents, your projects. This is about the kids. This is about recreation. So be proactive. On Wednesday the 4th, Venus moves into your relationship zone. So, you know, this is lovely. This is like, okay, Libra, the rest of February, you can connect with partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, advocates, any important relationships over love or money or beauty or pleasure, and you've got it going on there. And then just keep in mind, starting March 1st through the 27th of March, Venus will retrograde through that relationship zone and before taking her retrograde on into the next sign, so we'll talk about that later on. But anyways, you'll be in do-over mode in March. Now, also on February 4th, Jupiter ends his retrograde and goes direct, so you come out of the slowdown, the holding pattern, the past focus, and things start to move forward. Now, this is the last big push of Jupiter through Gemini from February 4th to June 9th and then not coming back for 12 years. So, Libra, you know, expansion, growth, happiness, prosperity, what is it you want to open up with through travel or distant situations, through legal agreements, through education, through media, marketing, publishing, broadcasting, through ceremonies, through religion, through politics or philosophy. You know, get into those talks, listen for the news or offers coming in, write up agreements, make the sale, you know, make your choices there. By February 12th, we have the full moon. So for Libra, this is bringing a climactic peak. Could occur in the couple days leading up to it or by February 12th. So big moments with friends or associates, with groups, parties, events, gatherings, or big moments online, with charities, with astrology, with science, or your own original projects. So again, you know, marking any endings or celebrating or achieving or wrapping up what you've been working on. The energy starts pouring into Pisces mid-month onwards. So on February 14th, Mercury moves into this territory till March 3rd. So Libra, it really is going to help you get into more, you know, artistic, spiritual, maybe karmic communication, talks, meetings, sales, writing, offers, decisions that are work-related, involve hired help or coworkers, involve paperwork that's getting tackled, or that are focused on your health or your animals. Now, by the 18th, the sun moves into this territory. We'll be there for 30 days, putting a spotlight on you, Libra. So great time for you to show up for the job or with the coworker or with the hired help or to involve your image or brand or name or title with this or to get in there and focus on your own health or get more involved with your animals. And by the 27th of February, we have the new moon in those territories. So that will launch you forward over the next 2 weeks, taking you well into March with forward momentum with those themes. And then lastly, Libra, Mars goes direct on February 23rd. We'll be moving forward now through Cancer from February 23rd to April 18th. So for your sign, this means you kind of come out of any slumber or slowdown or holding pattern, and you are now ready to see things happening on the career front with the big personal goals that you're passionate about, with your fame or reputation or, you know, what you're doing with a boss, a parent, a judge, a director, teacher, mentor, producer, or other authority figure. So things are now moving. All right, so for Scorpio, the first 11 days of February, you have new moon momentum. This can help you start something new or take what you're already doing and move it forward with the home or a move or a renovation or a real estate deal or with your family, a parent or a roommate. Emotions are all tied up into this possibility. It may be more social. You may see more originality or online themes in the mix, but this is where it's at. Now, Venus moves into Aries on February 4th, so from the 4th of February till the end of the month, Venus is taking you forward through this territory, and then from March 1st through the 27th, we'll be retrograding through this territory. So, you know, Scorpio, this is going to really help you get things moving in February with any income needs playing out with your work, or with hired help or people you work with or getting the paperwork signed, or you might make money in the health or animal fields, you know, or it might just be a lot more love playing out with your animals or love interests are involved with your work or, you know, or your health. And it can bring a lot of beauty and pleasure into this zone, those zones as well. So definitely make the most of that. And then also on February 4th, Jupiter comes out of his months of retrograde and goes direct, 4:40 a.m. Eastern. And from the 4th of February until June 9th, this is the last big push forward. So the growth, the expansion that you want to see, you need to get into talks, meetings, sales, writing, offers, decisions that are focused on, you know, your 8th house, Scorpio. So this might be about sexual attraction. It might be about dealing with jealousy or obsessions. It might be about reproductive needs. It might be about loans, debt, inheritance, taxes, investments, settlements, alimony, child support, or a partner's money. It might be about, you know, what's going on with mortality or births or third-party influences. So in any of that, keep the communications open. Look if you can find legal agreements about these themes or travel about these topics or learn or teach something here or broadcast something here, see what's happening in this territory. Maybe there's a ceremony you're attending about something there as well. The full moon on the 12th will bring something to a climax for Scorpio with a big life goal or a professional goal, your career, your status, your fame, or with a boss, a parent, judge, director, or other authority figure. So Scorpio, wrapping it up, marking those endings, or achieving, celebrating, and having those breakthroughs there. We have Mercury moving into Pisces on February 14th through March 3rd. So for Scorpio, you know, this really helps you get into talks or meetings or sales or offers or decisions that are about your love life or involve your lover or are about your creative endeavors or involve the kids or anything recreational. So you've got momentum with the communications and the choices there over the next 2.5 weeks. The sun joins in on February 18th and stays for 30 days, putting a spotlight in this realm for Scorpio. So, you know, you're front and center here. You're physically involved or you're personally involved or your name's on the dotted line, you know, with the kids, the lover, the creative projects, the recreation, and you're standing out there. And then by the 27th, we have a new moon in that territory, which will take us well into March with new moon momentum helping you start new things or take what you're doing and move them forward. And then Scorpio, Mars has been retrograde in Cancer and is going to go direct here on February 23rd and will be direct in Cancer up through April 18th. So Scorpio, you know, you can now start to see things happen with the travel, the distance situations, your legal agreements, your education, any media, marketing, publishing, or broadcasting pursuits, what's going on with weddings, graduations, or other ceremonies, what's going on with religion or politics. So you're back in fighting spirit, you're passionate, you know, you're driven, and you're making things happen there over that period. All right, so for Sagittarius, the first 11 days of the month, you have new moon momentum behind getting you into any new or next chapter talks, meetings, interviews, auditions, sales, writing, or decisions. But it can equally help you move things forward with brothers, sisters, neighbors, with your vehicles or electronics, with your short trips or local activities. So there you have it. And then we have Venus coming into Aries on February 4th. So the rest of February, she will be moving you forward with love or money, beauty or pleasure as you are involved with a lover or the kids or something creative or something recreational. So this is a lot of good, fun stuff there. And then just note that March 1st through the 27th, Venus will retrograde in that territory. So you'll be in do-over mode up ahead. So keep it in mind as you move things forward. On February 4th, Jupiter goes direct, so this ends many months of retrograde with your ruler, Sag. And so now until June 9th, you're going to have the last big expansive push that involves Sagittarius growth, happiness, prosperity through partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, competitors, advocates, any of the important relationships. And so you might hear news or make decisions or have those important talks or sign agreements, you know, that it bring in legal agreements or involve travel or distance situations or media or publishing or marketing or education or ceremonies with these people. So go big or go home, right? Then we have the full moon climax on February 12th. So the days leading up to that could bring the climactic moment, but definitely by the 12th. So you're wrapping something up, marking an ending, celebrating, achieving some kind of big culminating point with the trip, with the legal matter, with the education, with the media marketing, with the ceremony, the religious interest or politics in your life. Then we start to see energy coming into Pisces from the 14th onward. So on February 14th, Mercury moves in and will be there till March 3rd, really getting us into talks, meetings, sales, writing, offers, decisions that are more emotionally based, more spiritual or beautiful, more focused on the home, any moves, renovations, real estate deals, the family, the parents, the roommates. By the 18th, the sun joins in for 30 days, putting a spotlight on you there, Sag, getting you more physically involved with those topics or helping you make it more about your personal needs there. And by the 27th of February, the new moon kicks in with Sagittarius home, family, moves, renovations, real estate deals, parents, roommates, and you now have 2 weeks to launch into something new or next chapter. finally, Sag, on February 23rd, Mars goes direct, ending months of retrograde and taking you forward now from February 23rd through April 18th in what you want to get happening financially, sexually, intimately, reproductively, with a divorce or with any third-party stories. So Mars will give you the passion and drive to start making those things happen again. All right, so for Capricorn, the first 11 days of the month, you have new moon momentum around making money, your purchases, your possessions or products, and what you want to do with them. So you definitely want to look at any brand new opportunities or taking what you're doing and moving that into what comes next. And then Venus moves into Aries on February 4th. So the rest of February, you have love, money flow, beauty, pleasure really playing out at home with family, with moves, renovations, real estate deals, with parents, with roommates. You know, it's all there at the foundational part of your chart. So look for the love or money there. Look for the beauty or pleasure there. And then just note that by March 1st through the 27th of March, Venus will retrograde through that territory. So you'll slow down, maybe take a break, revisit some things then. Jupiter is going to go direct on February 4th and take you forward all the way until June 9th as it moves through the last part of Gemini and then won't return for 12 years. So Capricorn, big period to look at your growth potential. What would make you happy? Where's the prosperity? What can you do legally or through travel or education or media or marketing to expand your horizons with sixth house topics? So for Capricorn, this means it's about your work. It's about your health. It's about your animals. It's about people you work with or hire. It's about any paperwork that could be signed during this time frame. Then we have the full moon climax on the 12th. So, you know, the days leading up to that and the 12th, we could have this big climactic moment for Capricorn. This is financial, so maybe the big loan will be paid off or come through or other kind of financial influences will peak. Or this can be about something sexual, something reproductive, something with a divorce, something with a birth or a death or a third-party situation. So you're reaching that apex with this energy by the 12th. Then from the 14th onward, we have energy moving into Pisces. So, you know, Capricorn, this is like from the 14th through March 3rd, Mercury's here. So a lot more dreamy, inspired, maybe artistic or spiritual or romantic communication or talks with or about institutions or through research and development. Your mind will take on this quality and focus you, getting you into communications or commerce or more locally or the, you know, the writing and the agreement. And then the sun joins here on February 18th for 30 days, putting a spotlight on you in your talks and meetings and sales and writing and local activities. And, you know, also I should say for Caps, maybe more communications with siblings or neighbors or about moves or vehicles or electronics. And by the 27th, the new moon kicks in the same territory, so it'll launch you into March with some forward momentum there. Now, Mars goes direct on February 23rd, so Capricorn, you've had plenty of time to kind of take a break, reassess, figure something out about a partner or your clients or your agents or attorneys or specialists or competitors or advocates, you know. And so on the 23rd, this goes direct, and you're ready to move into what comes next. You're going to have forward momentum here from February 23rd through April 18th to make things happen with these key individuals. For Aquarius, the first 11 days of February, you have new moon momentum. It's in your sign, so, you know, really focus on your body, your image, your brand, your name, your title, or anything you just want to do. Maybe it'll be social, maybe it'll be online, maybe it'll be original, which I'm sure it will be if it's an Aquarius theme. So it's all about you and moving yourself forward in those first 11 days with some power from the cosmos. On February 4th, Venus moves into Aries and will be taking you forward with her themes till the end of the month, and then into retrograde from March 1st through the 27th. And so forward you go, Aquarius, with talks, meetings, sales that can focus on true love or income opportunities or be about beauty or pleasure. You might write about something that brings these themes into your life. There might be more going on locally or on short trips or with moves or involving siblings or neighbors, you know, or your vehicles or electronics. So if there's ways to involve love or money or beauty or pleasure there, then this is your time. Now, Jupiter goes direct on February 4th, and from February 4th until June 9th, it is moving through Gemini for the very last time in 12 years. It'll be back. So Aquarius, you know, this is a big growth expert. You want to look at how can I expand my horizons? How can I find more happiness or prosperity when it comes to what's going on in my love life or with a lover, with the kids, with anything recreational or anything creative? And to that end, do I talk, do I meet, do I sign documents, do I make decisions that involve legal agreements, educational pursuits, media, marketing, travel, distance situations, ceremonies, religion, politics? So there's your focus. And then we have the full moon climax on the 12th. So for Aquarius, this is bringing something to a peak with partners, clients, specialist agents, attorneys, competitors, or advocates. So big wrap-ups and endings or big breakthroughs, celebrations, achievements there. On the 14th, Mercury moves into Pisces until March 3rd, getting the Aquarians into more talks, offers, decisions about income, purchases, products, possessions. On the 18th, the sun joins that story. We'll be there for 30 days. Puts a spotlight on you, Aquarius. You're in there making money or you're in there, you know, doing something with the possessions or products or making the purchases. And by the 27th, the new moon kicks in, so it'll take us well into March with new fresh starts in those areas. Finally, Aquarius, Mars goes direct on February 23rd, and from the 23rd of February till April 18th, you can now start to see things happening again with your work, your health, or your animals, or with hired help, coworkers, or paperwork. So Mars will give you the passion and the drive, and the momentum is back up, so there you have it. For Pisces, the first 11 days of February, you have new moon momentum behind anything artistic, anything romantic, or spiritual. You can also use this for fresh starts with tackling addictions, dealing with secrets, institutions, or research. So make the most of that. Venus moves into your second house on February 4th. You'll have forward momentum here until the end of the month, and then it will retrograde from March 1st through the 27th, so then you'll reassess. So, you know, this is helping you smooth things out, attract the money flow when you're making money, attract more love or beauty or money flow to what you're purchasing or what you're doing with your possessions or your products. A really nice placement. And so then on February 4th, we also have Jupiter going direct. So Pisces, you know, this is turning around, starting to move things forward. Look at growth, happiness, prosperity, ways that you can expand your horizons at home with moves, with renovations, real estate deals, with family, parents, or roommates. Can you get into talks or meetings or sales? Can you look at the legal contracts, the learning curve, the media, the marketing, the travel or distance, or something big opening up here over those months? By February 12th, we have the full moon climax for Pisces. This is something big culminating with work, health, animals, paperwork, coworkers, or hired help. So big celebrations and achievements, or you're wrapping something up and ending it by the 12th. And then we have all this energy starting to move into your sign, Pisces. So Mercury shows up here February 14th through March 3rd. More talks, meetings, sales, writing, offers, interviews, decisions involving you physically, personally, or about your needs. By February 18th, the sun moves into your sign for 30 days, puts a spotlight on you, lets you stand out and shine in any situation you're in. Definitely a good time to promote your interests. And then the new moon, will be in your sign on February 27th. And so for 2 weeks, taking you well into March, you'll have new moon momentum behind anything that you're going for there. And then finally, Pisces, Mars goes direct on February 23rd through April 18th in the sign Cancer. This bodes really well for you coming out of any slowdowns or slumps or past revisioning having to do with true love or lovers, children, creative projects, or recreation, and you're now moving into what comes next there, more passion, more dynamic, more activity there in those arenas. So that's it, guys. What a month. I hope everybody does really well. It's Zoe Moon, and I'll talk to you guys next month. Have a good one.